So I had to go to night school. Mm. Hated that. ONC chemistry. Again, very badly taught. Mm. They knew their stuff, but for me it wasn't delivered in the way that I could learn the chemistry. So I thought, what shall I do? End of the year, there wasn't a lot of work for us in asbestos research. So I went back to school. I rang up school and Daisy Wood, who was deputy head at my grammar school, said, why don't you come back to school, Judith? I think you'd make a good teacher. And we've got a good relationship with Chester College and they really need science teachers.
Right.
So I went back to school at 17 for a year, faffed around doing a couple of A-levels, mm-hmm. and went to Teacher Training College in Chester in September 1972.
What was teacher training like back in 1972?
Well, we didn't have loads of curriculum subjects. We had history of education. Well, it had three strands. There was education, for me, science, and supplementary and professional studies. I went to do 9 to 3, 9 to 13 age range. It was a PE wing college. So Chester College was an A rated establishment for PE secondary. And that had quite a slant on living on the campus, which we did. I lived on campus for 2 years. And it was all geared for the PE people. But I was really lucky. There were only four of us who were doing the 9 to 13 science course. And I had a most fantastic chemistry teacher. I had good physics teachers as well. But my chemistry teacher, called Tim Healy, was an ex-Oxford graduate who'd already published some theoretical stuff in chemistry and was highly regarded. And he was fantastic. I couldn't have had a more enthusiastic science teacher who really made the science come alive to me and taught me in the way I needed to be taught, with lots of practical work. Because you're going to ask me about mentors, aren't you?
Yeah.
So Tim was one of my mentors. But in our 9 to 13 group, there were about 16 of us in a tutor group. Mm. And our tutor group had Ken Bryan, who was history teacher from a working class background, history graduate turned sociologist. So he was somebody who sat at the front and challenged us and asked us questions and wasn't content with somebody sitting at the back and not contributing to the discussion. You know, he didn't have all the answers, but we had fantastic discussions. Another guy who was significant was called Bob Taylor. Bob Taylor was a psychologist who'd been a teacher first, and he taught me that answering a question of a child is not necessarily the right thing to do immediately, you know. And he would never answer any of our questions. And he sent us away to find out the answers for ourselves. Mm. And that was really significant for me.
And so when you, what was your first job as a teacher?
Well, I was trained for the 9 to 13 age range, and I did my teaching practices in middle schools.
Yes.
But as I was coming out of college, middle schools were closing. Yeah. They were reverting back to primaries. And in Cheshire and Clwyd, there were one or two middle schools that kept going, but the majority didn't really want. There was a big focus on English and maths, as there is now. And they didn't want a primary scientist. And so I didn't have a job until around about the 10th of July. But there was a guy who seemed to have his finger on the pulse about how people were in terms of getting jobs. And I remember this guy who I can't remember his name, but he said, Judith, I think there's a job for you at Bromborough Secondary Modern School. He said, it's a fantastic school. I said, I'm not trained for secondary, I'm a primary person. And he said, I think you'd really like it there. So I trotted off to Bromborough Sec for this interview. And, you know, I said, I'm not trained for secondary. And they said, well, we'd like you to take the job. So I was spent a year there. The reason for the vacancy was because the head of science, called Les Maxim, went back to Chester College to do a full-time degree, because prior to that, obviously, we weren't an all-degree profession.
Yeah.
So the majority of people coming, if not all people coming out to teach training in those days, didn't have a degree. They'd only got the cert. So Les Maxim, who was head of science in this secondary modern in Frommera, on the Wirral, went back to college and I had his job for a year.
Right.
And that meant I had to teach the physics to the exam groups, and I had to teach the general science to the fifth years who were doing general science. That was fascinating. I loved it. But also I had a tutor group, because they knew I was fond of younger ones. They gave me a tutor group in year one,
yes,
which we're now, I suppose, year seven. And I had a fantastic time. The lovely thing about it was that they let me teach science in the way that I wanted to teach it. They didn't say, you've got to do it like this, Judith. But I remember myself, you know, at the band admission.
So the practical ways of doing it were highly applicable, apart from the hundreds of worksheets from the band machines.
Absolutely, yeah, but the hundreds of worksheets from the band machines actually allowed me to
differentiate it.
Yeah, but I used to do a lot of class teaching, a lot of demonstrations. This is how I want you to, you know, experiment to prove, you know, and worksheets to fill in rather than having to write up.
Right.
Quite amazing, really, what they allowed me to do. And Les used to pop back occasionally to see how things were going.
So this
that guy went back to Bromley Sec after I had to get out because, well, they wanted to keep me, but local authorities worked slowly in those days. And I got a job, which I'll tell you about in a minute.
Yeah.
But he went back. He used to call me Wonder Woman when he used to come back and see what I was doing with him. And he used to say, you know, I would never have thought of doing it like that. You know, he was really fantastic. But he went from Bromley Sec to Woodchurch Combined, which was a massive, on the Woodchurch estate in Birkenhead. He went to be, I think, first head of science. But ultimately, he became one of the chief people in the local authority.
Yes.
I don't know if he was even the director of education for Wirral later on. So you're quite right that he was given space to do what he needed to do. And he was absolutely amazing. He was one of my mentors.
So you think it was the primary training and the primary background which helped you in dealing with the learning needs that you would find in the second one?
Absolutely, because I trained for the 9 to 13 age range. I did my my practices in middle schools. Yeah. And so the middle schools then, there were two kinds. There were the 9 to 13 or the 8 to 12, and they were very different. The 9 to 13 were more secondary organised,
yes,
with a little look to primary, and the and the 8 to 12s were more primary. And I suppose being 9 to 13 and practising with 8-year-olds and 13-year-olds, I suppose I was developing my own teaching style. It didn't go down well. I never really had a fabulous... No, that's not true. My first practice, one of the class teachers complained to my supervising tutor that I went into a lesson totally unprepared, and John Royal, just remembered her name, John Royal said, I just don't believe that. Judith would never be unprepared. I think it was because I was working in a different way and she didn't like it. But I didn't go in there to do what they expected me to do, in my view. I went in there to practice,
right,
developing my teaching style.